What exactly is diverticulitis?
Before we talk about diverticulitis, it's important to know what diverticulosis is. All along the GI tract, the esophagus, the small intestine, or the large intestine, small outpouchings called diverticula can form along the lining of those organs. Sometimes these diverticula can cause symptoms. And in the colon, those symptoms can be an inflammatory condition called diverticulitis or diverticular bleeding, we call it.
The pouches are fairly common, especially for older people, right?
By the time we reach 50 or 60, it affects about half of the population, we estimate. And as we get closer to 80 years old, close to 75%.
What is it about age that brings this on?
For a disease that's so common, we know so little about it. It may be related to a particular segment in the colon, the sigmoid colon, that is particularly susceptible to the development of diverticulosis.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have to do with how the wall is in that particular area. It's relatively weak. Combination of the characteristics of the wall of the sigmoid colon plus the increased pressures within that segment of the colon can lead to formation of these pockets. But that's just a theory.
Well, a recent study suggests cases of diverticulitis increased from the late 90s to the mid-2000s. Do we have any idea why?
You would expect as the population ages, the incidence of diverticulitis goes up as well. But what they found in the study, in the age group of 40 to 49, there was a disproportionate increase in the incidence of diverticulitis. Why that is, it's unclear. There's been speculation that some of the risk factors for diverticulitis includes obesity and smoking. So obviously we know that obesity is at an epidemic level.
So therefore you might suspect there would be more cases of
diverticulitis. So that's the leading theory now is that the prevalence of obesity in the United States goes up, so will the incidence of diverticulitis in a younger population.
What about diet as a possible cause? Hasn't low fiber intake been associated with diverticulitis?
What I tell my patients is, if you haven't been diagnosed with it, will diet make a big difference in your development of diverticulosis? The answer is unclear. We're not really sure. There's a lot of controversy there. If you do have diverticulosis, will diet make an impact in terms of your developing the complications of diverticulosis, diverticulitis, or bleeding? A low-fiber diet does increase your risk of developing the complications.
In the meantime, how serious is diverticulitis?
The majority of patients will recover without consequences. They're given a short course of antibiotics, and you know the doctor says, if you don't feel better, then give me a call and we'll get you into the hospital. A subset of patients do eventually seek medical care through the emergency room and are admitted. The majority of them can be treated just with antibiotics, IV fluids, or giving them what we call a bland diet. A smaller subset of patients do develop complications related to diverticulitis and the development of pockets of infection adjacent to the area where the inflammation is, rupture of the colon where the inflammation is, which requires surgery to repair. And the late consequences can be intestinal obstructions. The colon lays down scar tissue, and they're scarring and narrowing of the colon in that particular area.
What would a person do to prevent a case of diverticulitis?
The prevention of diverticulitis has to do with the risk factors, obviously, and that obesity is associated with the complications of diverticulosis. And we also know that smoking is another risk factor.
Dr. Mayorga, thank you for being with me.
Appreciate it.